Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just so proud of them. I think anything and everything happened to them throughout this year. They've been punched and kicked and beaten down, and they've just gotten closer. And so you can call it magic. We can call it whatever we want. If anybody figures it out, let me know. But I just couldn't be more proud of them. And I think they know what they can accomplish. And however it happened, the route that it got here, they won the division. These guys went out and won the division. And
so that's Stephen Vogt, manager of the Cleveland Guardians. They were 15 and a half games out in July, came back to overtake the Tigers. So they have home field in this first round. And Tarek Skubal just was removed from the game. He's gone 7 2/3, 14 strikeouts. Tigers lead 2-1.
We're probably going to look at a fake manager search here because they're acting like this gym coach accomplished something. You hear people talk about the Cleveland Guardians core? Have you ever heard that?
I have not. Core. They do have Jose Ramirez, who's a bulldozer.
Yeah, they've got two guys out of like the 12 who lead them in plate appearances who have like an OPS above league average.
Yeah. I like Stephen.
But
Kwan,
they play too. Their asses off, yeah. And they scrap. And you know what they do? They know how to run the bases. They know how to field their positions. Like, if you want to, and I respect Bordy, but this team got better because they got healthier starting pitching, which has nothing to do with the skipper whatsoever. But this idea that, like, we're sitting here talking about why do all these young kids get worse? Why are they all regressing? Why does the culture suck so bad? Why are they always whining about we don't have any leaders and we don't know how to be alphas? And here's a Guardians team that comes out of nowhere that could have quit a long time ago that accomplishes this. But we don't need a Stephen Vogt type. We don't need to go get a real manager. We're just going to stick with this guy because the GM who sucks at his job is comfortable with him. And a bunch of kids who have never stood up to any adversity really like him. What are we doing?
It just wouldn't make any sense to roll with Mancelino. And even if you want to say, okay, finish with a winning record, that's all fine. You need something to shake up the culture inside this clubhouse because it has been a nosedive going back to June 21st, you coming back last year from the Bronx, Jason. This isn't a blip. This offense was a failure this year. They scored the lowest amount of runs after the deadline. You need something to shake this up in the clubhouse, not run it back with what you just had.
Nothing to see here, Bone.
Keep your eye on baseball.
Yeah.
Don't get fooled by the pablum they sell you in the warehouse. Watch these teams, and you tell me how many of them have 4 and 5 kids who were taken fifth in the top 5 picks of a draft. Like, you tell me how many of these GMs take verbal victory laps like we've liftoff and now we're going and I've got to look at what we're doing. He's even crowing about his farm system now. Well, I think we're a top 10 farm system again. Well, yeah, let's see how many of them develop at the major league level.
We'll get to the National League in a minute. Yankees and Red Sox are the other American League playoff game. That's a 6 o'clock start this evening. And Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, talks about his opposing manager, Alex Cora.
I think he's really good. I think they play the game within the game really well. You know, I think he's a really good leader. I think his team, you know, kind of embodies who he is. And I think he does a really good job of helping set and define the culture over there. And obviously, you know, they've gone through a couple of tough years. But, you know, he's always been the clear leader of that group. And you started to see it come together a little bit last year, I felt like. And now, You know, obviously this year, after, you know, a little bit of an uneven start, they've, you know, they've really become obviously a very good team and one of the best teams in the league here the second half of the year. And but I think a lot of people saw it coming too, contrary to what, you know, I think he's played the little engine that could over there a little bit. I think a lot of people knew the Red Sox were coming this year. So, but I think he's one of the game's really good ones.
Garrett Crochet and Max Fried, your pitching matchup tonight. Remember, a best of three in this round, and all three games will be in the same park. So all three at Yankee Stadium. Who do you like?
Well, he's got to talk them up because they own him. So yeah. he's got to talk up the Red Sox because he can't beat the Red Sox. This can be an interesting series. Both these teams have major deficiencies defensively. I think the Red Sox clearly have a major advantage in the bullpen. And in these super short series, that could end up being everything. And so I also think they've got the better manager. And I'm old enough to remember Aaron Judge getting booed in the Bronx because he doesn't hit in October.
Yeah, and Yankees bullpen, they got the worst bullpen ERA out of everybody in the playoffs right now. And it was funny hearing Boone's comments saying, hey, yeah, everyone thought they were going to be here. Because Cora, what was it, last week, saying, oh, no one thought we were going to make the playoffs. Look at us. Like, we're playing with house money at this point. And you're right. They've had the Yankees number.
National League playoffs. Padres and Cubs just started scoreless in the second inning. That's an interesting series. Padres, I see a lot of people picking the Padres to come out of the National League.
Well, Cubs pitching is not good. I mean, Horton is hurt. They obviously lost Steele very early in the year. Imanaga has an exceedingly high fly ball rate and has been there's some sort of worries about him. PCA and Suzuki didn't have the second halves that they had in the first half. And Matthew Boyd has come back to earth in a big way. Now, saying all that, Padres didn't really hit the ball the way people thought they would, but they do have a plus-plus bullpen. Both these teams have really good bullpens.
Yeah.
I guess it's the wind's supposed to be blowing in kind of sort of all week there, so I don't know that the ball's going to carry as much. I think the Padres win this series.
The Reds have any chance against the Dodgers?
Well, if they do, they probably need 7 or 8 out of Hunter Green tonight, and that could happen. That could happen. Dodgers don't have a bullpen. Dodgers dealing with some injuries.
It'll be interesting. If the Dodgers face some adversity, if they're in an early hole, and like you said, Jason, if Hunter Green's dealing, because that series, all the pressure's on the Dodgers.
I'll say this. If that series was in Cincinnati, I would be on the Reds. Because the Dodgers stink on the road, and Cincinnati's pitchers know how to pitch in that park, which is, I mean, that's a bandbox. It's tough. But I bet it's a little bit of a struggle for the Dodgers. I don't think they're going to win. You know, it's not going to be 5-0 and 7-0 or anything like that. I think it's interesting they're going with Snell in game one and not Yamamoto.
We've got 4 games today, 4 games tomorrow, and then we'll see what it looks like on Thursday. Because remember, best out of three, if teams sweep, they don't have games on Thursday. Alas, we will keep you abreast of what's going on in the MLB playoffs. Coming up next, though, back to the Ravens. And Brian Wacker, a friend from the Baltimore Sun, covers the Ravens, says Lamar Jackson unlikely to play Sunday, probably going to miss 2 to 3 weeks. Can the Ravens beat the Texans without Lamar Jackson? We'll answer that question next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.